Interest rates for subsidized Stafford loans double today. The increase affects all future loans, but Congress could intervene and fix the problem. If it does not, students across the country could see higher interest rates come graduation. APRN's Peter Granitz reports.
Congress has known for years this day was coming, but both the House and Senate got out of town last week for the 4th of July holiday without reaching an agreement on student loan rates. As of today, the rate for all future subsidized Stafford loans is 6.8%. That's for incoming freshmen, as well as sophomores, juniors, and seniors, anyone who will take out one of these loans.
There's no question that every time they make a move like this, it just gets harder.
John Pugh is the chancellor of the University of Alaska Southeast. He says his school has done a good job educating future students about taking on too much debt. Counselors encourage incoming freshmen to utilize all types of financing available, especially Pell Grants. But those options are not available to everyone. He says the typical student who gets subsidized Stafford loans is often the first in the family to attend college.
And they're the most vulnerable for not understanding, they and their families not really understanding the financing of higher ed.
The federal government pays the interest on the subsidized loans while a student is still in school. Congress sets the rate at which students borrow and is willing to cede that power. Both the president and House Republicans want to peg the new rates to the 10-year Treasury note. That's the rate the government borrows at. But many Senate Democrats, led by Education Committee Chairman Tom Harkin, don't like the idea. Beth Akers is an education expert at the Brookings Institution.
We're creating this debate year after year without really any gain.
And that's why many hope Congress can permanently fix the problem. The president's plan would lock in interest rates for the life of the loan, and the GOP version would reevaluate the rate every May. For all the doomsday scenarios, Akers says the change is not as severe as it sounds.
We're talking about this doubling of interest rates in a way that makes it sound like a really catastrophic thing has happened. But the reality is that 3.4 to 6.8 percentage points for a borrower who's borrowing the maximum amount of federal aid available to them is about $40 a month. And that's on about a $300 payment.
There's an option many are floating. When Congress returns next week, it could pass a fix and then retroactively enforce it. And there's another one, one that may be more likely. Congress could do what it did last year, pass a one-year extension of the 3.4% rate, and have this fight again next summer. In Washington, D.C., I'm Peter Granitz.